from KQED.
Three California officials who oversee billions of dollars in Medi-Cal prescription drug spending have failed to disclose free flights, hotel rooms, and meals paid for by drug makers. The reporter who did the digging that uncovered the situation joined us in studio to talk about it. Christina Jewett is with California Watch, a project of the Center for Investigative Reporting and part of an ongoing collaboration with the California Report. So what initially grabbed your attention here?
Four of the state Medicaid pharmacy folks were taking trips paid for by outside groups around the country to conventions. And what I found out was that the big pharmaceutical companies pay sort of high registration fees, and that money, the nonprofit groups turn around and spend that money to bring state officials into these conferences.
And this is not illegal?
It's not illegal. This is paid for by the nonprofits. But I've spoken with critics who emphasize that this is not the kind of relationship that taxpayers really want to see. These officials hold the strings to billions of dollars in Medicaid drug spending, and the decisions that they make often are straight across the negotiating table with the same folks who are paying for their flights, their hotel rooms, their entertainment, and their food during these conventions.
Now, we should mention that when I say Medi-Cal and you say Medicaid, we're really talking about the same thing.
That's right. Medicaid is the federal name for the program. Medi-Cal is what we call it here in California.
Tell us a little bit about these conferences.
Well, there are absolutely valuable exchanges where the states learn tricks and techniques for each other. But the one thing that was interesting on the agendas was, for the two agendas that I was able to see, was that on one day, the education sessions ended at 11 and gave way to networking, hospitality, dining until midnight. The other agenda I saw, 2 o'clock one day, 2 o'clock the next day, you have horseback riding, tennis, golf, DJ and dancing, movies and bowling until midnight. So it looks like there's a lot of socializing going on at these events.
Well, let's hear from a spokesman from Medi-Cal responding to your questions about these trips. This is Norman Williams.
We go to find ways not only to save money for Californians, but also to fight fraud. We share ideas with other states, and we share our best practices. And we have many safeguards to guard against just the type of influence that you're speaking of.
Now, in the same interview you had with Norman Williams, he talks about Medi-Cal suing these pharmaceutical companies, and pharmaceutical companies suing Medi-Cal, that they have a naturally testy relationship, and that it's not like some rum-soaked Medi-Cal official can come back from a party in New Orleans and say, I want drug X, that there's a process, a procedure in place to protect against that kind of thing.
Absolutely. And that's a really important point. And I spoke to a former treasurer of one of these business leagues who talked to me about just that. She said she learned very valuable things at these conventions, but she also said she was influenced. And she said it wasn't about money. It was more just about, I know so-and-so, and so-and-so is a nice guy, and I know what so-and-so wants me to do.
So what consequences, if any, are there for the Medi-Cal officials identified in your story?
I talked to the Fair Political Practices Commission's executive director yesterday. What he said was basically when there is an omission in reporting a gift, there could be as much as a $5,000 penalty for each individual failure to report travel. And I understand there may have been as many as a dozen or more trips in the last 5 years.
You've talked to quite a few people around the country for this story, including some attorneys that have a long history of suing pharmaceutical companies.
They've taken cases where basically the allegation was that the pharmaceutical companies defrauded Medicaid. And what they say, they're particularly critical of these arrangements. They say this is a direct conflict of interest, that pharmaceutical companies have taken the states for a ride, and the sort of whining and dining shouldn't be happening. Some of the other people I've talked to say if the state feels that this is really valuable, the state should be paying for this.
Christina Jewett's story appears in today's edition of the San Francisco Chronicle and on the California Watch website. You'll find a link at californiareport.org.